Hello, this is Bert Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word, your spirit within us, your hand on us. We thank you for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these your people. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you are with me today because we're going to talk about prayer and a very special prayer, the prayer of binding and loosing, we'll call it. And before we get into that, we remember our kind of our basic foundational scriptures are Luke 18:1. Jesus spoke a parable unto them and to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. So it's important to pray. And C.B. Williams says, and not give up. One translation says, and not give in. I like that. Boy, I've prayed about some things, and I've been tempted to give in and give up at times. But, you know, prayer works. Prayer is communication with the Father and just our need, crying out for help. You know, one person said, I think E.W. Kenyon said that. And he also said, I'm looking at a couple of comments here. He also said, prayer is the voice of faith to the Father. And he also said, I believe prayer is the living word in the lips of faith. And we talked about that in our first lesson when we talked about what is prayer. But also another scripture is Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And it's important to pray in the Spirit and by the Spirit. And Goodspeed says use every kind of prayer. So there are different types of prayer and different guidelines and different thoughts that go along with those types of prayers. And that's what we're focusing on in this series. Now, I want to read Matthew 18, verses 19 through 20 from the King James. It says, starting with the verse 18, Matthew 18:18, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything they ask, that they ask, it shall be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. And I hope you're working that prayer of agreement and exercising that and finding scripture to stand on when you pray, because the prayer of agreement is very powerful, as we said last time. I want to read to you a definition of the prayer of binding and loosing that's on a sign at a place, at a church where Joy and I like to go and pray and intercede occasionally. And this has always meant a lot to me. It says this. This is defining it. Prayer, binding, and loosing. Pray to bind the evil. Pray to loose the captives and release God's blessings. Pray to bind the evil and pray to loose the captives and release God's blessing. You know, so many people are held in bondage and they're bound up by the enemy, the God of this world, little g, God of this world. In fact, Jesus talked about that, this woman whom Satan has bound these 18 years. Satan had bound her. And Satan has bound so many people in so many areas. And it's up to us to bind him. It's up to us to bind him and loose the blessings of God in people's lives and in our lives. From the Amplified Classic, it says, truly, I tell you, whatever you forbid and listen to this, and declare to be improper and unlawful on earth must be what is already forbidden in heaven, and whatever you permit and declare proper and lawful on earth must be what is already permitted in heaven. So we need to follow God's will in this, God's word in this, when we take authority over something, when we bind something up. We're not binding people, we're loosing people and loosing the blessings of God, but binding the enemy and his cohorts away from people. The message says, take this most seriously. A yes on earth is a yes in heaven. A no on earth is a no in heaven. What you say to one another is eternal. I mean this. Now, it's interesting that he goes on into the prayer of agreement, because he says, when two of you agree on earth, get together on anything at all on earth and make a prayer of it, my Father in heaven goes into action. Why? He's going into action because of the Word of God. And it's interesting that the Amplified Classic says, whatever you forbid and declare to be improper must be what is already forbidden in heaven. I'm standing on the Word, I'm speaking the Word in the face of circumstances, and I'm saying, this is improper. This person who is bound and by the enemy must be loosed. So therefore, I'm binding evil away from them. I'm tying up the evil away from them. That's what the prayer of intercession, you know, is so important too. Well, I'm here. I'm getting off on another topic. But we're praying and loosening people from those grips that the Satan has tried to bind them with, and yet we're binding him. We're binding him away. We're loosening them and binding him away from what has happened and tried to happen in their lives and in their minds. Listen to the power of this prayer in the Passion Translation. Verse 18, Matthew 18:18. Receive this truth. Whatever you forbid on earth will be considered to be forbidden in heaven. And whatever you release on earth will be considered to be released in heaven. Man, that is powerful. I'm speaking the word of God. I'm forbidding this to happen. And heaven is standing behind me. Heaven is standing behind the word. Let's look at those two words in the original language. I'm no Greek scholar, but it's used, the word bind, whatever you bind on earth, is to bind something, to tie, to fasten, to compel it, and this is where the Amplified Classic brings it out, to declare to be prohibited and unlawful. Wow. It cannot do it. It cannot come against that. And yet the flip side of that is when the enemy tries to come and he tries to bind somebody up, he tries to imprison them, make prisoners of them, or put them in chains. Hey, it's up to us to take authority over him and stand against him and tie him up, put him in chains in that situation. And the word loose in there, in that verse, means to dissolve, to release, or untie, or break, or set at naught. In other words, it means nothing. It's annulled. Because we're loosing them from the throes of the devil and what he has tried to do. I like that, to dissolve and to break, because we're breaking the chains off of them and freeing them to be who God has made them to be. You know, one of my favorite passages of scripture is found in Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 20. And it's interesting because we'll start verse 13. When Jesus came unto the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say you are John the Baptist, others Elijah, others Jeremiah, one of the prophets." And he said unto them, "But whom do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto you that thou art Peter, and upon this rock of revelation knowledge, we've discussed that, I will build my church," and listen to this, "and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." The gates of hell will not prevail against it. "And I'll give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." What a powerful scripture. I really overemphasize this, really, just over and over, trying to get you to understand this and me to understand this, that the enemy is coming. He's coming to stop us. But we are in the process of locking and unlocking, locking up the enemy and unlocking people from his power. Why? Because the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. They'll not overcome the church. We overcome the gates of hell. I remember when I was in the Canadian Arctic and they had me leading singing, and I learned a song up there called "The Church of God is Moving." And some of the lines are, "We'll wave goodbye to doubt and give a victory shout. The church of God is moving on. And we'll go up and we'll kick in the gates of hell, for we are the army of God." We'll kick in the gates of hell. And that's what we need to do for people, isn't it? And when I'm praying and I think of this sign, I look at the sign if I'm praying at that particular location, or if I'm just in prayer for someone in particular, I think about that. I'm binding that evil and loosing the blessings of God. In fact, let's pray that. I want you to pray that. I know you're thinking of somebody right now, maybe even yourself, but pray. Let's pray for someone, whomever God brings to our mind, and let's believe God. And you pray in your own way, but I'm going to pray for you. Father God, I pray for this believer, whoever's listening to this right now, that we bind the enemy. We bind evil and tie up evil away from them and loose them from the throes of evil, from the chains of bondage that the enemy has tried to bring on them. And we thank you, Father God, that we can have the power to bind and to loose. You've given us that power. And Father, different people see this different ways. And this is just one way of looking at the prayer of binding and loosing. But we thank you, Father, that you've given us that power and the keys to stand against the enemy and to unlock people from the locks and the chains of the enemy. Thank you for that, Father. We stand in agreement, and we stand because there are more than two of us, or at least two of us in agreement, as we pray right now, that these people are free, whomever we're praying for, or even ourselves. We're free in the name of Jesus as we declare your word. Amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.